Dan Glegloff. Dan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Dan, as a coach, Todd McClellan, I thought, said it best. He goes, coaches are never satisfied, even if you're winning every game. But I'm guessing early on, you're not satisfied with your defensive zone coverage leaking as many goals as you allowed in four games. What's been the major cause for concern defensively?
Well, I think we're a young team, so I think a part of it is just we got some inexperience, some guys still learning how to play the game at the college level. So oftentimes when there's little mistakes on details, those get exposed against good teams like we've played so far in Saints and Red Deer. But we've been working on them and steadily improving, so hopefully coming this weekend it'll be a little better.
I'm guessing early on, you never want to have bad losses, Dan, but sometimes is it easier to get your players' attention early if they've been embarrassed in a game because they don't want that, so they're more attentive?
Yeah, I think so. I think, we have competitive guys, and it's never fun to lose a game, and especially when you lose by a few goals, that's never fun as well. But, you can keep them accountable a little bit, and the video, of course, never lies the next day, so hopefully we can work on that, and guys will keep improving.
Young team, you never want to use youth as an excuse at this level, but were you expecting this to be kind of a rough start and having some growing pains with your team?
I don't think you expect growing pains. I think you deal with them as they come, and we are a young team. But the guys we did bring in, our young guys, most of them are go-to guys on our team. So, they've been learning, and a lot of them have played in very good programs before they got here in junior. So, they know what it takes, so you know what it's. We want to have high expectations, and certainly you don't want to accept losses, but you want to learn from them and move forward.
Looking overall at the conference in ACAC, like we've seen, Mount Royal went CIS, and they've been very good, very competitive. The overall quality in your league, do you feel it's getting better? And are we seeing, like we saw Nate beat up on U of A in the preseason and stuff? Is the ACAC overall level, Dan, improving year by year to the point that you think it's one that isn't that far off of CIS?
Yeah, you know what? The level of hockey is extremely high, and coming into the league last year, I didn't know much about the league, and it's an incredibly fast-paced game, and the majority of the players on the good teams in our league are now coming from the Western League and from the AJHL and BC Junior League and the various Junior A leagues throughout Canada. So, they're getting coached very well at that level, and then they come to our level and they get bigger and stronger, and certainly the game is played at a very high level. And seeing teams like Nate and Augustana compete against those CIS teams certainly helps our league and makes the competition much stronger.
What's the biggest challenge recruiting-wise being at Concordia?
I don't think it's so much a challenge. I think it's finding the right guys to fit the programs at our school. We have some excellent programs in business and education and sciences, and we need to find kids that want to go into those areas and are more university focused rather than maybe a technical school like Nate. We do have a little bit longer with our players, offering four-year degrees. We get a little bit more time and get to work with them throughout their college career. So I think you just got to work to the school's strengths, and certainly the university has been going through some changes, and it's been really positive so far. And our guys generally are pretty high academically, so it's finding those guys that are committed to both school and to hockey.
Probably the biggest concern, I'm guessing, for you early on in the season, Dan, is your penalty kill, having allowed the eight goals in the four games. What's gone wrong on the man down?
We've had a couple of bad bounces during the penalty kill, but we had one guy pop his shoulder out during one of our penalty kills on Saturday night, and he kind of just stood there in the defensive zone and was a target. So, a little bad breaks like that, but generally last year our penalty kill was pretty strong, so we're hoping it can come back. But right now we've just been giving up the shooting lane a little bit too much, and opposing teams have been getting the shots through from the points, and we have to do a better job of blocking shots and then jumping on those and getting them down the ice.
Who popped his shoulder out, and how long is he out for?
After Van Hale, he popped his shoulder out, and he's a first-year defenseman for us from Calgary, and actually he was out for one shift. They popped it back in, and he finished the game for us, so he'll be in the lineup again this weekend, so tough kid.
Wow. So he didn't even miss a game. He just missed a shift.
Yeah, just one shift, so hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Now, who helped him? Because I played with a guy, Bernstad, who his shoulder would pop out like that in junior. And I remember one time he actually asked me to help him pop it back in. It was disgusting. Who had to help him pop it back in on the bench?
Well, luckily we have a good trainer. Our trainer Matt, he's a good athletic therapist. So he pulled him into the dressing room, and we didn't hear any screams or anything. So we assumed it was safe for him to come back after.
Now, when a guy is this the first time, or is this a guy who's had his shoulder pop out a few times?
I think he said it's happened a few times. So maybe he's getting used to it. But certainly I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either. Well, Dan, we appreciate it. Continued success, and hopefully, you guys you outgrow the growing pains very quickly this year in Concordia.
Absolutely. Thank you for the interview.